just become best friends?
Yup.
Do you want to go do karate in the garage?
Yup.
Big ton of friendship.
I like you. Do you like me?
I do like you.
You are my friend.
You're a nice young man, and I am your friend.
Shut up, Pete. I got friends now. I don't need you anymore.
Friend requests.
The friend request?
Why ain't this my friend request, bro? But you don't want to be my friend.
Hello, requesties. Welcome to the friend request. It's your host, Chloe Madron, joining you before this week's episode. I am actually going to start doing introductions to the episodes now on my own because I miss you, miss talking to you solo, and I got stuff to say. I love you guys and I want to check in with you before the shows, you know, let you know what I'm up to. So before I tell you about this week's guest, I actually have very exciting news. I'm doing my very first Melbourne Comedy Festival show this coming March, March 27th, I think, to April 6th. Other dates, I will be in Melbourne doing my hour show, Hot Girl Stuff, Disordered Eating and Crippling Self-Hate. It's a real cheery time, I promise. It's going to be really fun and I would love to see you guys there if you want to come on by. I'm also going to be doing the show in Sydney and Brisbane, hopefully, and then all around the world. But basically, the more people that come out to Melbourne, the more places I can take it afterwards. So even if you're not in Melbourne and you know people there, like, let them know. I think that it will be a very enjoyable show. It's one I say for the girlies and the gays and the theys and the babes, but it's like, it's for everyone. I do definitely talk about disordered eating, but that's actually wildly common. So I don't think that it's hard to find people that can relate to that. It's still very silly though. Silly and fun. And I promise it'll be a good time. So come on by. Also, I'd love to... I would love to see if you beautiful requesties want to do me a favor and hit subscribe on YouTube. Also, if you'd like to leave me a review, rate and review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, that sort of stuff is so helpful to get like other people to come and find the show. So if you want to do that or share the show with a friend, that would be so helpful. And I will love you forever. I already do, but you know, I'll love you more than the others. So it's balls in your court. Anyway, let's get on with this week's show. This week, you're going to be so, so, so happy to see my beautiful, wonderful guest. She's so funny. She's so beautiful. Please enjoy this fantastic episode with the brilliant Eden McGovern.
I'll be very careful that I do not set the beautiful, I will blow it out.
Set it on fire. Whatever happens, happens. The fan.
In the fan,
it's not helping.
It's fine. It gives it a fine touch.
Is there like a Scroogey kind of poem that you need to say?
A poem?
A poem.
You thought I sewed a hat for this and you went, where's your poem, bitch? What more do you want from me? What the fuck?
No. You're perfect.
This is perfect.
You have a lit candle.
Do you have a poem? No. I didn't write material for this.
A prayer, perhaps?
A prayer? Isn't? I don't think he's religious.
I don't know. He is. I have no idea what the Scrooge story is. That's the one with the ghosts.
Yeah, the Christmas past, present, future?
Yep.
Yeah. I'm going to blow this out because I'm so scared of what happens if it...
Was your plan to keep it lit for the entire podcast?
I didn't think it through.
Okay. I love it so much.
Thank you.
It's so... You're incredible. I need to explain so much to the audio listeners.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that they're not going to know what the hell is happening here.
It's all right. The majority of them are on YouTube anyways.
Okay.
First of all, welcome to The Friend Request.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming. Everybody, I'm your host, Clay Madron, and today I am joined by the very best dressed in the fort... Incredibly funny, Eden McGovern. Thank you so much for coming.
I'm so excited.
It's
so awesome to be here. Honestly,
it's great to have you.
I look like your grandma right now.
My grandma wishes.
Okay. What's your grandma's name?
Margaret.
Is she like? Does she dress like cunty like you and your mum and your sisters do?
We dress cunty.
Yeah.
What's dressing cunty?
What do you mean? It's like, oh, like, my God. Amazing.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Like, I feel like your mum and your sisters, like, you're all like little hotties.
Everyone's pretty hot. Yeah. I think grandma dresses, she, you know, she sometimes wears some sequins. Pretty hot. Case for in grandma.
Point. Serve cunt grandma.
But you are dressed as a beautiful sleeping goddess.
I went Scrooge vibes.
Scrooge vibes is perfect.
I don't know. You were like pajama themed. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, what if, how funny would it be if I'm just wearing like a long gown and like a sleeping cap?
The sleeping cap is so perfect.
Like I wanted to be like the kind spirit that haunts the halls.
You can haunt the fort.
I'm haunting the fort.
I would appreciate if you stay in the fort forever. Every episode from now on.
In the video, there's just like an apparition of me in the back if you pause very quickly.
I'll need to work on my editing skills, but okay. I'll see if I can get it in there. Very impressive. I actually knew a girl who very earnestly wore like a long nightie like this.
Oh.
Yeah.
How did you find, like, did you, at She's, a sleepover, you found that out?
No, I lived with her. Yeah. Yeah. But she, I don't know, she was just like an old school kind of taste, I guess. But
that's cool.
Yeah, she loved her long nighty, and she was like, yeah, that's, it's sexy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. Do you see how hard I'm trying to agree? I'm trying to
You're
so
being
support.
So kind.
I'm trying to so support. I'm like, yeah.
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 Yeah. Okay, so Eden.
Yes.
You're on the Friendship Podcast.
I am.
This is the one. And I. First time I met you was like, oh my God, who is this girl? You're amazing.
Oh my God, thanks.
We just have a lot in common and it's freakish.
Like, it is quite freakish.
Every single time we hang out.
Yeah, I feel like I'm you from the underworld.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what I mean though? Like, I'm you in the upside down.
I love universe. That.
where it's slightly more sinister or less, depending on who you ask.
Yeah. Yeah. That's real.
Yeah. I'm so excited. Oh, thanks for saying that. That's
no,
so
it's
nice.
So cool. I mean, yeah, I definitely was very excited when I met you because I was like, who is this girl? We got so much in common. Why aren't we bestest friends? Because you're just very lovely.
Thank you.
And so naturally, I want to know your entire life story.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me everything. Start from the start. What was your childhood like?
Oh, my God, Chloe. Oh, my God. Do you mean like in relation to friendships or are we doing the damn thing?
Was it all right?
No. Look at me right now and tell me you think I had a stable childhood.
I know my childhood and you just said you were the darker version. So I'm thinking, okay.
Oh, yeah, okay. Man. You think anyone with a, you know, whose parents ever stayed together made it like, no. Made it this weird nightcap?
No.
No.
Of course not. They don't need to. They feel loved and safe.
They feel seen enough. Enough. Yeah, my family's Kukunana.
Yep.
I feel like I've told this like long form in so many ways that I want to try do it, you know, 30 seconds or less.
Okay.
I
mean, we've got an hour, so.
Benevolently cuckoo mum, I do love it. Heroin addict father, a million siblings. I don't have any full siblings, but I have half siblings and they have half siblings and we all sort of grew up together. So I've got there's millions of us and they're all my brothers and sisters, but none of us are biologically 100%.
Yeah.
Everything that falls under heroin addict father will paint the rest of the
yeah,
picture. But yep. he was sick. He was a crazy dude. Like, there's a lot of fun that came in with it. I think it's where I learned that, like, no rules kind of thing. Like,
like
a lot of ridiculousness was encouraged.
Okay.
don't know if you know much about heroin addicts, but they don't really care what anyone thinks.
Yeah, that seemed to be a running theme.
So, and like very bipolar.
Okay.
And so he was like, do you want to go to the playground? I know a good one. It's in Aubrey Wodonga, but if we get in the car now,
oh my God.
I reckon we can make it today.
Oh my God. Quite tumultuous.
Yeah.
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 Also, where do you sit in that birth order of the siblings?
Again, it's really complicated.
Yeah.
My sisters are 16 years older than me.
Okay.
They're the oldest. And then their dad had two more kids with two different mothers.
Mm-hmm.
And then my mum and my dad had me. And then 6 years after I was born, my sister had a baby. And then 6 years after that, my other sister had a baby. So I sort of grew up with my niece and nephew
yeah.
as siblings because yeah. I lived with them.
Oh.
So I was sort of, and then in the whole family, I'm the middle. So I'm sort of like the youngest of my sisters, the oldest of like the kids I grew up with.
Yeah.
And then the middle out of the whole family. So I've got everyone's issues.
Far out. Yeah. Because oh, yeah. there's all the stereotypes about birth order and you've just got them all.
Are you the youngest?
Kind of, yeah.
Youngest as well.
Youngest at mum's house. Dad's house had a younger sister. Okay. Yeah.
So you're the same.
Yeah.
You've got everyone's.
Got
everyone's
the middle, got the youngest.
Complexes.
Yeah. None of the oldest complexes though. Okay. None of that.
All right.
Yeah.
I think we could do with some of the oldest complexes because
they seem pretty secure.
Their complexes are always like, oh, I need to be perfect all the time.
I need to buy a house.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My problem is I always have to keep everyone else in order because I can because I'm the most rational and organized. I'm like, oh, yeah. Fuck off. Yep.
Not fair.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So what were you like as a kid then with so much going on? Can I make a guess?
Please.
You did a bit of performing as a child, right? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Much so I'm like guessing that was personality driven, a bit of a star.
Yeah. Performance based. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Almost as a punishment to everyone else, I reckon. Mm-hmm. Like everyone had to watch a 3-hour play improvised every day.
Oh my God.
I was thinking, God. I was talking to someone the other day and I remembered when I was in year, I think I was in year two, and I convinced everyone at lunchtime that they had to perform a rap musical version of Snow White.
Awesome.
Everyone in the class had to perform for the teacher. It was completely improvised. My parts went for around 20 minutes. Fuck. No one was impressed.
Oh my God. But they went along with it. They were doing it.
They had to.
That's all. What do you mean they had to? I mean, you were commanding, clearly.
Yeah.
Fucking
hell. I was like, you will continue. Keep it going. Yeah, definitely like pretty outgoing as a kid.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But tiny.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What were you like?
Definitely outgoing, but weird.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah. I think I weirded out a lot of people. Friends with the boys. Awful. Horny.
Horny?
Way like, too horny. As a child.
As a child?
Jeez. Too young.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that happens.
Right?
That happens.
It happens. The light just went off.
It did.
It's a sign. There's like none of this horny children talk like, at
hey,
all.
Enough. That was the Holy Spirit.
That's YouTube demonetizing.
Oh my God, it came on. God. I'm telling you. This is like one of those ghost videos where they communicate through the lights.
The camera's on the wrong bit.
Where's the orb? Comment down below when you saw the orb. God.
Okay. Yeah. So is that making you wee popular?
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. I guess in the literal sense of the word, mm-hmm. but if we're talking like social hierarchy sense of the word, it was interesting. Like I was a big character in the school.
Yeah.
Towards the end of high school, I was like our social hierarchy sort of disintegrated. And I think I was friends with like everyone from the top to the bottom.
Yeah.
Of the system.
Yeah.
Of the ecosystem. but I was very like sure of myself during school where I was just so annoying and I was just such a like weird theater kid that I don't think I adhered or like even registered. Am I popular or not?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I was sort of like,
in your
I was
own
like,
world.
Have you seen Glee?
Yes.
I was like, if Rachel Berry had, self-harming tendencies.
Hey. Okay. Yeah. Very relatable.
Yeah.
Very relatable. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yep. And like, yeah, I misbehaved a lot, but not in a terrible way. Like the stories are still funny. I guess.
Okay. Good.
Were you a rebellious teen?
Yeah, to a degree. Yeah. You know, not even partying, like doing drugs, but with like five people in someone's backyard, you know?
Yeah.
Nothing too crazy, nothing too dangerous.
Mm.
Rebelling, but also no one really cared that much. Like, they cared. They cared. I definitely hid stuff. But by the time I was 18, my dad was just like, you know, I saw the bong in the cupboard. Just take it outside, you know. Just
okay.
So,
Yeah. So, you're like, I think that's normal level rebellious.
I think so.
Yeah.
What kind of rebellion were you up to?
What level rebellion? Mm. Like, again, it was just sort of like silly stuff, but I was pretty like forthcoming with it. I remember like...
That's good.
I was just silly. Like, schoolwork-wise.
Oh, yeah.
Very much undiagnosed ADHD.
Okay.
They only diagnosed me in end of year 11 because they were like, we've just noticed you have conned us into not having done work the entire year. And I was like, what? And they were like, you haven't turned in an assessment. And I was like, yeah. And they were like, and I was like, and it took you the entire year to notice?
Yeah.
I don't know who has the learning disability, me or you, you know?
Fuck.
Who's challenged out of both of us? Maybe the people that didn't realize I wasn't doing work for a year. I think I went to school and I was like, I'm here to do drama and music.
Yeah.
And I'm not partaking in anything else.
That's awesome.
And they were like, that's not what school is. You can't do that.
Turns out you can.
Turns out you can do whatever you want.
Oh, totally.
It's been my mantra forever. I was like, you don't have to do anything.
That's awesome.
So I think I sort of misbehaved in that way.
Yeah, I get that. I remember having an argument with my year 7 teacher that I refused to do an assignment because we'd done it the year before and it was dumb to have to do it again. And then he just was like, well, you'll have detention until you do it. And I said, well, I'll have detention then.
Yeah.
And I did.
Yeah.
And he definitely made me cry in those detentions, but I still refused to do the assignment. It's just making a volcano, like pretty fun.
What do you mean you didn't want to do that again?
Well, we had to still write about it. It was like make the volcano, but also write a bunch of shit. And I was like, we literally did this last year. I'm a year older. I'm a year smarter. Test me on something else, dude.
They had you making volcanoes in... Was this high school or primary school?
Primary school.
Okay, thank God, because I was still on school brain. I was like...
No.
Is this like science?
Year 12, I had to make a volcano.
You're like chemistry.
My mum does 12. Say I went to a special school, but...
I'm paper macheing. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
No.
This is why you didn't have any friends.
Oh, fuck.
You were in paper mache class.
Oh, man. Okay. All right. So, decent a bit of rebellion.
Yeah.
You had your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Any dramas?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, being a polarizing personality, you do make some enemies. More than once, in fact, twice, I had someone do to me the thing where you don't even realize it actually exists in real life, but where they pretend... You're not there.
Oh my God.
They pretend you don't exist. For how long? I don't mean they ignore you. I mean they pretend that they cannot see or hear you for about a year.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
That's too long.
Oh yeah. I reckon that gave me BPD.
I was going to say that would drive me fucking insane.
I reckon a lot of the abandoned or ignoring issues came from the fact that it set me bonkers.
Oh my God.
And you know what? Because I was a bit annoying. Okay.
That's so stupid though. I'd so much rather someone just like call me a bitch or have some sort of confrontation than to be ignored.
Literally.
That's the worst.
And the thing is, it's not even like I was desperate to be this girl's friend.
Yeah.
I didn't like her particularly very much. And she was, I think it was almost a bit of a reaction to that.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, I mean, pretend you don't exist.
Mm-hmm.
And at first I was like, whatever, that is funny. It gives me something to do.
Yeah.
It's like annoy this girl. I just make fun of her and try and like bait her into seeing me. And then it just drove me insane. And I would just stand right in front of her face and be like, hello.
Holy shit.
Excuse me, bitch. What the hell is going on here?
Awful. And
like, especially in a room full of people, I'd like, if she was talking to someone else, I'd be like, can you tell her that I said this?
Just antagonizing.
I was a ghost. I was this.
Oh my God.
I was haunting.
How long have you been a ghost?
Oh my God.
Holy
shit. That's just what happened.
Wow.
I was just an apparition at that point.
Oh my God.
Ay, ay, ay.
You've actually reminded me that in my adult life, I have someone who to this day will still do that. But I believe they're a friend of yours, so don't want to get too into it. And, you know, that's fine and I'm fine with it and I definitely don't dream about it, nor have I brought it up several times on this podcast.
I mean, Come on. Sometimes that's going to happen to you.
It's going to happen. You just deal with it.
You live a crazy life.
Yeah.
You're going to have people that pretend you don't exist. Grow up.
You're right. So how did that end? Did she ever acknowledge your existence?
It's a hot topic, but I think it like slowly died off. She like talked to me, whatever. I didn't really care. A few years later, she did something really awful. Like she left my friend in a really dangerous position.
Oh no. Okay.
And so while wearing a black tutu at a Halloween party, I swung at her.
Awesome.
And I think a little bit of that was for the year she didn't talk to me. A little bit, but yeah. I was like, hey, that's my friend.
Yeah.
But also, I'm sure that the year 8 incident didn't really help on the pent up anger.
Fuck.
Put my whole fucking right arm into that because I was like, remember, you didn't talk to me.
Oh my God. Yeah, fair.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Did you have any physical altercations ever?
Punched a boy in grade 8.
Hell yeah. What for?
He kept calling me Pamela Anderson and Tits McGee. And I was real not happy and like trying to grope me. I just grew tits, you know, like girls do. It was awful. So I punched him in the face and I scratched his friend up the arm and I scarred him.
Oh,
I saw him as an adult and he had scars still. So
what the hell?
Yeah, sorry. But apparently I also apparently punched my sister in the face at some point, but I don't remember that. I blacked it out. So
no, that's fine.
She's okay. We're
cool. What are you going to have a sister for? If not to physically assault.
Exactly.
That's a part of it.
That's fine. Other than that, pretty tame. I'm surprised I wasn't punched. Oh, there was a couple girls, but I went to school in a very dodgy area for a little second.
Right.
There were a couple girls who were so strange. They would be really friendly to my face, but I'd walk 3 or 4 meters away and then they'd go through my bag and steal my phone or wallet or something. And then I'd be like, hey, can I have that? And they would be like, no. And then they'd be friendly again. And then they'd chase me to the train station and try to beat me up. It was very confusing. Very, very confusing. There are so many like little things that I remember by doing this podcast. And I'm like, this is why I'm confused.
But you had amnesia about that. You were like, oh, they're going to be nice to me today. It's like, hey, remember when you ran for your life, Chloe?
Well, it's not that I had amnesia. It was that I mean, it's the classic bully mentality, right? Like you're kind of just taking what you can get and you're like glad that, okay, well, they're being nice to me now.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed they say good. They're both mothers now, so.
Right.
I'm happy for that. That seems good. It happened a long time ago. They've been mothers for a long time.
I always, when people get like, have kids, I'm like, ooh.
Okay. It's funny now though, because people start having kids and that's an appropriate age and you're still like, You're a teen mum. This is fucked up.
You're a teen mum. Exactly.
Becky Lucas having a baby. I was like, excuse me. Are you all right? She's like, I'm well into my 30s.
Yeah, but I don't know. I always see her as someone who's very like established.
Oh, completely.
Like I see her as like you are ready to venture. Like you can do anything.
Totally.
I believe in her more than anything in this world. But like I often think like if I had a baby.
Yeah.
I am a phone addict. I'm never not touching that thing. Lose it 4 times a day. I would be in the middle of the day and be like, oh, the infant, where is the infant?
Oh, God.
Were you ever left it like a, left anywhere by accident? By parents?
Not so much. Not until I was really big enough to be losing myself. I would walk away. Oh, I would get lost, you know. It's deep.
Not until I lost myself. Word.
Were you left?
Yeah, there was the occasional like petrol station moment, which is weird because I was like, I'm a kid. Why am I out of the car? I can't even remember why I got out. There was a lot of like forgotten at aftercare.
Yes. Oh, I've definitely had that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I always think of like, because I used to teach kids how to dance and sing and act. And I always think, like, I've had it happen a few times where parents forgotten. And you're trying to be like, oh, the kids probably sad themselves. But you're trying so hard not to be like, I resent you for this, by the way.
Yeah.
I really wanted to go home.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Sorry your parents are having a weird divorce, but I had somewhere to be.
That's fair. I think that's a fair perspective and you should say that to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you do realize though as you get older, you're like, I completely see how that could happen.
Mm.
Completely. My mom sent me a meme the other day that was like, when your daughter's like, this traumatized me, but you were like, it was Wednesday. She sent it straight to me. And I'm like, I thought you'd forgotten. Clearly you're aware of some of it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they're aware.
But I also agree. I'm like, it was just a Wednesday. It was just a Tuesday, you know? I'm fucking batshit crazy now as an adult. If I had a baby, they'd be messed up. I wouldn't mean to mess them up, but...
Right, I'm so scared of, like, yeah, you have the ideal values you'd instill in a child.
Yeah.
And then you have, like, what would come out.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Terrifying.
Absolutely insane.
Yeah, not for me. No, thank you.
Yeah, and, like, you have, like... I think people forget that whatever emotional reaction you have to say, like, if you're fighting with, like, a partner or another family member, your, like, defense mechanism is the same one you'd have if you were fighting with a kid, but, like, a kid throwing, like, mm-hmm. a tantrum.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, dealing with any type of conflict with a kid. Like, you're going to do your same mechanism. What's your go-to when you're, like, fighting with someone?
Oh God, it depends on the fight. It's mainly usually because I'm just really fucking moody. So like I'll be hungry or up or down, you know, whatever.
Yep.
My go-to mechanism, it's pretty quickly crying.
Oh, I'm a crier.
Yeah.
How many times a week do you cry, you reckon?
Five.
Yeah.
Four.
Yeah.
Hard cries, only a couple. But then, like, soft cries
yep.
here and there throughout. If I yep. see a video,
yep.
that'll happen.
Yeah, that's so true. People that don't cry a lot, when they do, it's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard crying.
Yeah.
And it's a burst.
Yeah.
But no, I'm leaking. Like,
yeah.
I'm just casually, like, tears will start to run. People are like, totally. You're right. I'm like, oh, yeah.
No, it's fine.
No, I do this every day.
If I look at my own cat for too long, yep. I'll start leaking.
Oh, yeah.
It's okay. Yeah. Yeah.
If I just think about existence, I'm just like,
oh God, don't do that.
Yeah.
No, it's emotional. The world is evocative, you know? What are you going to do?
Evocative. That is what it is. The world is making you think. Makes you laugh, cry, and makes you think.
How do you handle fighting? What's your mechanism?
I would love to say, like, I, like, slam doors and walk out. Nope. I'm pretty, like, I always have a plan of being like, I'm gonna say this and then I'm gonna mm-hmm. leave it. I'm not gonna say anything else. I'm not gonna talk to them after that.
Oh.
Hee hee.
No.
Do you think I've ever stopped talking since the day I was born?
Oh my God.
Oh no. Oh no.
No.
I'm like, this is what happened about blah, 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 blah. And I don't like conflict, I think. I always, I'm not ever trying to drag it out. I always want to get to the bit where it's okay.
So okay.
I'm always happy to drop it. Like, I don't hold any grudge.
Yeah, right.
Because I hate the feeling of fighting. So I'm like, let's just get through this as quick as we can. And I drop shit pretty fast.
That's nice. Yeah. That's definitely the thing I need to learn and I'm working on the most is letting go. Because I am happy, very comfortable in confrontation. And I also need things to be finished before I will shut the fuck up.
I think I'm happy in confrontation, but not conflict. Like, I'm like, if there's a problem, I'm like, let's do it.
Yeah.
I'm not someone that's like, I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah. Okay. You get into it.
Because you're so emotional. You're like, well, you're going to know.
Yeah.
Whenever I'm like, I'm going to try not confront
it. Oh my God.
And then I think I'm because I'm so like emotive in my face. Yeah. People are like, girl, what is wrong? Yep. And I'm like, okay, actually. And that's like, people are like, I've been bottling this up for weeks. And I'm like, weeks?
How?
I can't get through a few minutes without someone being like, you look like death.
Yeah. Completely, which I do personally think it's healthy. Just letting it out as it comes, better. Right?
I like it. I think some people would assume, like, would say that means you don't have emotional control. That means your emotions are erratic.
Idiots! Freaks. Oh my God! Yeah, freaks.
Freak shows. They have freak shows for that.
Yeah. Sure. It's like compartmentalizing is important, and it's got its time and place. I can kind of do, I can kind of do that in a professional setting, but I haven't had to be in a professional setting for some time. And the last time I was quite cunty pretty regularly.
Oh my God, what did you do?
Oh, I just, like, my boss was a dick. And right. So I didn't hide that I found him to be a dick.
Okay.
So I guess I wasn't compartmentalizing when I should have.
That's fine.
That's fine.
You gotta let people know.
Yeah, okay.
You know, let people know what they do. What's your star sign?
Scorpio.
Yeah, that's there you go.
What's yours?
Libra.
Oh, Libra's a good one.
Libra's a good one.
Fuck. I often, when people say, what's your star sign? I say Scorpio sheepishly. Like, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Some people, they're like, it's okay. You got a bad rap. I get it.
Scorpio women, especially. Fine.
Thank God. The men, not okay.
No, not okay. Jail. Send them to a farm.
Oh, my God. Who's a Scorpio man?
I don't know. I would never know. I would never associate myself with a Scorpio man.
Nor would I.
I don't think so. I love Scorpio women. Because, you know, they get shit done. Do you know what your moon sign is?
I have no idea. I have no idea what time I was born.
Is your mother?
No. Okay. She barely remembers my childhood.
She's not. And that's a Cancer moon on the rise?
She introduced me as her sister once. It's not. No, I think just friend and colleague one time, but definitely friend.
Okay.
Anyway, she wasn't there mentally.
No, it's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I'll figure it out. I'll let you know.
Okay. Yeah. Update me on that.
My sister actually called the hospital that she was born in to ask them what time she was born she could do her chart.
Is it on a, what is it? Is it like?
It should be somewhere.
Does it say on a birth certificate? No.
No, I thought it did.
Lame.
I know. It's all right.
Right.
Anyway, moving on. Yeah. Post high school, how have your friendships been? Because you're pretty young. You're what, 25?
I'm 25.
25. Yeah. Okay. You've been what, straight into comedy? After school?
No, I started doing a musical theatre, I went to musical theatre school straight out of high school. And then I was it was end of second year, so I was 19 turning 20 when I started comedy.
Okay.
Good age.
Yeah, good age. So put into a room, in a very small cohort, around 20 people that you... It's not like normal uni where you have some lectures with people. Like you do in the other streams, but for the most part of your day, you spend 9 to 5, sometimes more, with the same 20 people for 3 years.
Holy shit.
You know each other inside out.
Yeah.
Emotionally, physically.
Was it?
Sexually.
Yeah.
Cosmically. You know everyone.
Of course. Musical theatre is even more incestuous than comedy. It's... fucking disgusting.
Way more.
Oh yeah.
Think about how many comedy shows you're instructed to kiss someone fully on the mouth.
Great point.
We need more of them. I've been saying
I want to kiss everyone.
More stage kisses. In open mics.
It's just a sketch, okay?
I want to see them smooch. I want to see every little incel on that lineup pucker up with each other.
That should be protesting COVID, it's been a long time since COVID now.
Protesting COVID?
Yeah. People need to protest COVID, obviously, but a celebration that it's come, we've come so far, we don't have to do the elbow bumps anymore. Instead of a handshake on stage, kiss on the lips.
That would be so funny.
You like that?
That would be so fucking funny. Just even go up for the handshake, directly.
Grab the face, smooch the lips.
Smooch him.
Yeah.
Great idea.
All right.
Great idea. That sounds like a gimmick show a seizure would run. Comedy kiss.
Kiss them on the lips because you want to. It's got to be a long name. It's going to be.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's going to be you draw a name from a hat and then you spin a wheel and then you get on the. Then you get on some type of ripstick and ride around and then you kiss people. And it's an open mic.
And as many people can sign up as they want on the night.
And none of the audience know what the fuck. They were not.
They were not prepped for this, and it will go for 4 hours.
And they can't leave.
No. No break.
Yep.
No break.
Yep.
That's a good show.
That's our IP, by the way, if anyone gets real creative.
Touch it. Do not touch it. Exactly. Or if you do, book us.
Yeah.
At the least.
What are we talking about? Oh, friendships.
Theatre camp.
Friendships.
Theatre camp. Yeah, school. Yeah.
So, that was, very intense. I'm still, so close with the people I went to uni with.
Oh, that's so nice.
Same thing with friends. I had my friends that I loved so dearly. It happened quite quickly. And weirdly enough, this is going to sound so, cocky, I guess. But a lot of the time it does go into, I guess who you know has the diligence and capability and talent, but, a lot of, effort to eventually actually work in the performing industry.
Yep. Okay.
It's very clear from the get-go who is going to not end up doing that.
Yep.
It is not clear to them.
No.
But it is clear to me.
Yep. I completely concur with my experience with any singing, performing acting, arts that I whatever. Have. Yep, yep. Yep. All of it. Yep. Completely yep. agree.
You're like, okay. I'm going to wait for your dream to die. and that's not just because they're bad at it. You just know, like, yeah, their work ethic.
There's so many factors.
They're not going to stick with this.
Yeah.
Forever.
Yeah.
They're going to, like, lose motivation or lose inspiration or something. Mm-hmm. So I guess it sort of divided itself into, like, luckily enough, I was sort of grouped in with a very, like, I'm still in awe of them.
Yeah.
Very talented group of gals.
I mean, understandably so, though. Obviously, you fit right in.
But you're like, no, I was stoked because they're all very like classically trained, and I was sort of just like, I guess like same thing I like try to do now, which is like, you know, get inventive with it. I struggled with it a lot at uni because I think musical theatre is still so closed off, and they still want very traditional. Like, they don't want you to play around with anything. They want you to do it exactly how it was done in the Broadway show, and you can't change anything. And I'm like, boring, which is why I started stand-up.
Yeah, understandable.
So yeah, I love those girls so much, but I made some enemies as well.
Okay. How'd you make those enemies?
So a lot of like the degree also was, I guess, like constructing and formulating shows, stories, performances.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of that came into like, you know, directing stuff.
Yes.
I love directing.
Yes. But telling people what to do, they're not always a fan of.
And I think because in that environment, I like people being like straightforward with me.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a good working relationship, like someone can say to you, no, shit idea. Like, and anyone that I like write with or do any sort of performance with now, we're very comfortable in the way to be like, that's not going to work. And you move on.
Yeah. You have to be.
You have to be. And you have to not be like, you hate me. You think I'm silly and dumb. You just have to be like, okay, true. Sorry.
Yeah.
People were not like this. Also, I had not made as much inner peace milestones as I have now.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, like there were times when I would say to someone like, how are you doing the line? See how you're milking it for all it's fucking worth. Let's try it one more time without making it excruciating for everyone else in the room. And they would say, Eden's evil, and they would leave.
Yep. Okay. You know? Okay. You know?
For some fucking reason, they did not appreciate.
That's so weird. That's really weird of them.
I could not understand at the time. I do not understand now.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Did it ever like come to a big blow up, or did people kind of just talk shit, be annoyed?
Yeah, they just talked shit and were annoyed, I think. Yeah. And then they fell into line. That's a crazy thing to say. And then they obeyed me. No. We made a lot of peace. Like, I'm definitely an apologizer. As much as I make myself sound, like, insane and, like, this tyrant, I am also, like, I'm very much one to be like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I actually like you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was fine.
Okay. Have you ever had a big, like, friendship breakup where it's actually full on? Oh, those eyes. Those telling eyes, Eden.
Oh, yeah.
Of course you have. Tell me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And it happens once in every little queer girl's life. She's going to have a friend.
Yeah.
And she's going to think that it's her friend. And something's going to happen.
Oh, no.
And it's going to feel, why am I so upset by this?
Oh.
I had one of those.
Yep.
I had one of those.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Yeah, like a best friend. It was at uni. Like, I had a best friend who we were, like, inseparable.
Mm-hmm.
Every performance together. We wrote a show together. We started a theatre company.
Oh, wow.
Together. And then we enlisted in the help of someone else.
Uh-huh.
Who we both were very aware was kind of like a, like, not the greatest character, but they were an asset to us. And I was like, look, we get in there. We get the piano done for us. We get out.
Yeah.
Capiche? And she was like, absolutely. And then they started dating.
No.
And I was like, guys, I'm so happy for you.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea I was in love with her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
no
fuck.
Idea. Even after the friendship ended. So they started dating. And then the person that she started dating turns around and was like, So we were working on something, and mm-hmm. I was doing all this work. I was promoting it, like doing other gigs and handing out flyers for our combined shows. Like so much, like I really wanted our show to go well.
Yeah.
And I really wanted our like company to go well. And this person sort of got into her mind and was like, Eden's only in this for herself. It's the Eden show. She's going to get up and abandon us the minute she gets a better opportunity. She doesn't care about you.
Fuck this.
And they sat me down and broke up with me.
Oh, my God.
I bawled my eyes out.
Oh, my God.
And they made me sign divorce papers.
Oh, my God. That's so brutal.
I was wailing. I was like, what the fuck, guys? Like, I love you both so much. Like, we've got such a good thing. And they were emotionless. Couldn't care. Not even sorry. Just like... Yeah, well, it's not working out.
Holy shit.
And I was like, what did I do? And they were like, creative differences.
No.
Psychos. Yeah, I wanted, like, I was like, they were like, you were going out and doing all your own stuff. I was like, the question wasn't, why was I? It's, why weren't you?
Yeah.
You get out there and do other gigs for yourselves, because I want you guys to individually go well.
Yeah.
And then also, you know, put it all into the community success pot.
Yeah, of course.
So yeah, oh, that God. Was really hard. That was right at the end of uni.
Okay. Oh, that's so it's combined with this like sadness of leaving as well. Oh, fuck that.
Thank God. I had like right after school, it was one of my friend's birthdays. She's from Dubbo. So we all went on this like a big road trip. Like my actual friend group went on this big road trip down to Dubbo. And as we were driving down there, my friend was like, yeah. We were talking about the incident that had just happened. And my friend was like, yeah, do you know you're in love with her? And aww. I was like, no, I'm not. Oh, yeah. No, I was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's so confusing. Once I figured that out, it was fine.
Yeah. Okay. Of course. It would help to process it.
Yeah.
To be aware of that. But fuck, that's heartbreaking.
Did you ever have a...
Of course.
Friendship that you were like, why was that so emotionally loaded?
Oh... Multiple, but one of like the main one was my high school best friend. And we were actually like also banging and stuff.
Yep.
But for the first little while, it was like cool and great and fun. And then I was jealous of her other friend from her old school, because my school was like from year 10 to 12.
Oh, yeah.
An art school. So we all had old school friends. She was very close with her other one. I was jealous of that. And I didn't know why before things kind of heated up. Then we started doing our thing,
mm-hmm.
fingering and all that.
Yeah, it happens.
And then she had a boyfriend. She was like, yeah, no, I'm straight. And I was like, what?
Yeah, what was the...
But what?
Was the fingering?
And then she's like, no, but we can still. And I was like, oh.
Because it doesn't count.
Oh, so that was really confusing. Yeah. And then she did break up with the boy and did start being openly queer. Hasn't dated a man since, just saying. Thank you. You're welcome. Whatever. But then she did, like, soon after started dating the other girl that we were very close with. So it was just, like, a whole bunch of nonsense. It was very confusing. Similar stuff. We did all our creative projects together. Yeah. Inseparable.
Yeah.
Hanging out nonstop. Broke my heart. But she actually apologized years later. Like, we're friendly now. She would come to comedy shows in Brisbane.
Cool.
But she actually, at some point was like, hey, I'm really sorry for how I treated you in high school. It was not cool. And I was very not comfortable in my sexuality. And
that's cool.
I was like, that's so lovely.
That's awesome. Oh yeah. The girl I was best friends with.
Yeah.
At the time was like, I'm straight.
Yeah.
And I was like,
really?
Really?
That's crazy.
That's weird.
It's so funny.
And she's queer now.
Yeah, okay.
Funnily enough.
Yeah, so odd. Did you guys ever talk again? Patch things up?
We patched things up in a very like divorced parents way.
Yeah.
I laughed about it. I posted on social media like, bet you never thought you'd see this.
Awesome.
Like on my story. But yeah, I think it fizzled.
Yeah, okay.
And it's very much one of those things whenever like anything of mine is going, I'm sure you can relate to this, anything is receiving a lot of attention social media wise, online, whatever. I'm like, I know you saw it.
Uh-huh.
Statistically.
Isn't it
you've seen something.
Like I'm doing jokes about this at the moment, but I find it so gratifying and deeply, like, everyone's like, don't be famous, it's bad for you, and I'm like, the more fame, more eyes, success, whatever you want to call it, I get, the better I feel. So fuck everyone. Actually, like, also it's terrible and awful and everything, but also just knowing those people are seeing your shit, knowing that you're everywhere, that you're unavoidable, oh, it makes me happy.
Yeah, knowing that you're like, hello.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. I've always said, like, my life does not facilitate me not eventually being very famous,
mm-hmm.
very, very famous, mm-hmm. because I don't function like a human being.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not quite disabled enough to get a carer,
mm-hmm.
so I just need, like, a bunch of agents and managers.
My God.
Because it's basically a carer for
famous
people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You need special treatment.
I need help.
Yeah.
I need support. I need support workers.
Good God.
But I need the money to fund that.
Yeah.
Because you can't just buy them. You can just get management.
You can just pay for them.
And PAs. Yeah. I need a PA.
Oh, my God.
So I'm going to have to get famous.
Yeah.
And also, like, yeah, I'm going to be miserable if I'm not. So I may as well be miserable, and I am.
Miserable and rich. Yeah. With people to take care of you, pat you, brush your hair, get you drinks.
Absolutely.
Yeah. God, it's so good to hear. It's so good to hear a sane woman for once.
Yep.
Someone just speaking the truth instead of people always being like, that's nuts.
Mm.
Shut up.
Well, you're like, yeah. And it's also like, I don't know. I'm not very like money motivated. I just want enough to facilitate the things I want
to
do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just
to want, make stuff.
I want enough money that I don't think about money.
Yeah.
I don't want the card to decline every time I tap it.
Yeah.
And I want to be able to go to the $2 store or the costume store.
Yeah.
For stupid, silly, unnecessary reasons. Like, that's really the only amount of money I want.
Yeah.
And I guess I want to live in a house.
A house. Yeah. Yeah.
I like that that's the one I was like, I forgot. I was like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's right. Mine's always like, oh, and I guess I want to rescue every single cat. And that's going to cost some money.
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately.
Would you ever get another pet?
Yeah, 100%.
Just cats?
No, I want dogs. I want everyone. I want a donkey. Yep. I need land, but
yeah.
I have come to terms with the fact that I won't be getting another pet for a while now because we're going to move to America. It's going to be a whole thing, I know, in a few years.
Okay.
Yeah, but we're going to have to take the cat there. It's going to be a whole thing and
mm-hmm.
try and make it as easy as
it
possible.
It takes ages.
Mm-hmm.
I had a friend, like, she moves around a lot, but yeah, she was trying to get cats around. It's crazy. They make you do crazy things.
I just want to be famous and rich enough that by the time I get to America, they let me have my cat with me on the plane.
I mean, private jets. I'm sure you can.
Exactly. That's the plan.
All right.
That's the plan. Anyway.
Good idea.
Thank you.
Yeah. I sort of want to be one of those like Lenny Kravitz celebrities where he has like a block of land in Brazil or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone leaves him alone until he like wants to come into the like into American work.
That would be great.
I would love that.
It would be so good.
I would love nothing more.
I would like a penthouse in every major city of the world. It's very bad for the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, maybe I do want a bit more money. But that Taylor Swift lifestyle, penthouse in Paris, penthouse in London. I don't know if this is real, if she has that, but
you're just assuming? I'm sure she does.
Surely.
Yeah.
Was she going to stay in a hotel?
I don't know.
Sometimes it's fun. Hotels are awesome.
See, the thing I know about me is because I grew up partially, like, my mum ended up marrying my stepdad, who was like, put me through school and everything. Mm-hmm. He's amazing.
Literally
he's
same.
He's my best friend. I love that man so much. Like, he's the sweetest man in the whole world. I think he's the reason I have, like, a little bit of normalcy.
Yeah.
like a little bit of kindness and love in my heart. Aww. And didn't go full villain arc.
Yep.
You will rue the day you wronged Edie McGovern. I still have a little bit of it, clearly. But
there's still time.
But, like, my dad was living in the trenches.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking, we were cockroach house.
Yeah.
We shared a queen bed.
Yeah.
In a studio.
Ugh.
And so, like, that will never leave me.
Yeah.
So no matter how much I don't need it, I need the free stuff.
Yep.
The hotel shampoos.
Yeah.
The hotel slippers.
Yep. You're taking it all home. Yeah.
The stuff that you're allowed to take and the stuff that you're not allowed to take from influencer events, it's going in the bag.
Do you find that you hoard shit at home because of that?
Do I ever?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I can't throw things out because I'm like, I'm going to need them.
Yeah.
I need this.
If I run out of shampoo and I can't afford to buy more, that's what you need it for.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I totally get
you. I do it with everything.
Yeah.
You should see the costume box.
Oh.
It's like, what do you need this scrap of fabric for? I'm like,
you might need it for a costume.
Literally, it's like falling apart. I'm never going to use it again. I'm like, that's my favorite scrap of material. What the hell? I'd love to be someone like Bryce, is someone with like no attachment to, like he has very simple, like he really looks after his things.
Yeah.
I wear something once, holes in it, avocado stains like I'm a baby. It's ripped, torn.
Do you have any feelings about that? Like, I personally am very insecure about how, like, I feel like I don't take care of stuff, and it's a deep sense of shame for me. Are you just comfortable?
No, like, yeah, it annoys me. I would love to not, like, break things, but I get, I'm like, no, I don't know. Like, I guess because I'm not precious about things. Like,
that's good.
People's reactions when they like say they drop their phone and they smash the screen, they're like, yeah, phone screen. I'm like,
you're so used to, yeah, that's good.
The only problem I will ever have is if I can't use it.
Yeah,
and like everything is like trash, but I'm like, if it works, I don't care.
Yeah, okay,
because I'm
cool.
Just like, oh, I've got the stuff at least. Like, yeah, people that are like, yeah, I guess I don't have it at all. Of like, oh, I need everything to be like clean and tidy and not scratched up.
Yep, okay.
I'm like, eh.
It's fine.
Love that. Yeah. No one else does. No one that gets in my car does. Whenever, like, I'm, like, driving to a gig and, like, maybe we go somewhere else and someone, like, I offer someone a lift or someone asks for a lift.
Yep.
I'm like, do not turn around and look in the back seat. Otherwise, you will never talk to me again.
Oh, my God.
You will never talk to me again.
Oh, my God.
You will never look at me again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good to know.
Your house is very clean. It answers
that's only
my question.
Because you're here.
Oh yeah.
I do a crazy tidy up, although Jacob did most of it today, bless him.
Okay.
But yeah, I do like most of my cleaning before the podcast because I'm so terrified of.
Because you have the shame?
Yeah. Okay. Major shame. Yeah. That's cool. It's fine. Actually Jacob's the same. When we had a few people over for New Year's, neither of us could be fully comfortable the entire evening because we were just like cleaning up as we go and just being so freaked out. I walked into the kitchen, someone said something, and I was like, did you say that the house is dirty? Is it a mess? And they're like, no. I'm like, okay, yeah, cool. No, that's crazy. I don't know why I said that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I need a little more shame.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I'm still, don't look in the room. Don't look in the bedroom. It's fucked. Don't look in my cupboard.
Okay.
Don't look in my car.
I wasn't going to...
Were you going to look in my car?
I was going to get here and be like, cupboards, open them up. Let me look. Let me have a squiz.
You'd be surprised. Some people want to have a look through everyone's cupboards. It's
show
weird.
Me the drawers. Do you do that when... I don't.
No.
I don't.
Because I know that it's personal. My little sister does that everywhere she goes.
Really?
It's so impressive. She's a confident little girl.
My mother is a chronic snooper.
That's so funny.
She is like, she cannot be stopped.
Oh my God.
She cannot be stopped. It's crazy. I was going to say something about it because she's so... But I held it back because she's so much of a snooper. She will listen.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, I can't count that she's not hearing this, so I'm not going to say that.
Fair enough.
Love you, Lee.
Save it for off the mic.
Yeah. But yeah, she finds everything.
Yeah.
She has the detective gene.
Awesome.
She knows everything.
Okay.
She knows everything. And that, unfortunately, she did give... To me, in a way, I have the capability.
Okay.
To go. Like, if someone summons I have reasons to be suspicious, yeah. Oh, they should have put me on the force. Oh. If I didn't hate the police, I would be the best detective.
Yeah, god damn it.
Do you,
god are damn
you,
police.
Are you good at finding things out?
In a digital sense, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Very good snooping. I feel like, I'm all for breaking down gender stereotypes, but I do think that that's one for the girlies. It's just an inherent...
It's a skill.
It's just something that we've got.
Yeah.
Otherwise, no, I don't know. I think everything's pretty digital these days, so I guess that's where most
I think that is. Like, that's our main source. I mean, yeah, we're not out there with an eyeglass. Yeah, it's digital. I don't think you're scaling buildings, Chloe.
Well, I had an idea in my head. I thought that you had those sucky cup... hand
things.
Yeah,
you thought I was being extended from the roof down on a wire.
Yeah.
Opening the glass.
I figured.
Stealing the prized possession. No.
Fair assumption.
No, also that's not a detective. What I just described was a spy. I'm
that's
out of
spy.
My mind.
Okay. Oh my God.
No, you said suction cups.
I did.
Neither of us know what a detective is, and we're claiming we're great ones.
Tweed. Wearing tweed.
You said tweed. 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 Oh, yes, tweed. Yeah, no. Detectives, you know, hat.
Yeah,
Information. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, no, I am very like that. I'm good at like bluffing my way into it. I think conversation, maybe not digitally, conversation, I'm really good at finding things out.
Okay, cool.
I'm really good at like people, if people are talking and they're like, oh yeah, because you heard about that. And I'm like, yeah, what happened again?
Oh, yeah, so smart.
I'm like, yeah, but I only heard one side of it. I didn't know this.
Oh my God, this is awesome. I didn't know this tea. I'm gonna start following you around when I see you at gigs and just see what you can get eavesdrop on it.
Yeah.
That sounds like a good skill. You can get
the residual tea.
I love the tea.
Yeah.
I love to get tea. All right. Going to backtrack a little slightly for a second. Actually, we need to get into sleepover games. I've got so many fucking questions for you.
Fire around. Rapid round.
Okay. When did you come out as queer?
Oh, what age? Not a certain age, but I was doing queer stuff and everyone knew about it at school since I was like 14.
Okay. All right.
So cool. Early.
Yeah. Did you... obviously there was the friend that you were in love with.
Yes.
Did you have a struggle just wanting to kiss everyone?
Yeah. So, struggle is crazy.
Does did the I struggle kiss? Continue I've into been, adulthood? It's just life,
kissing.
Right?
I've been kissing.
You've
everyone.
Been kissing. Okay, cool. Has that made it hard for friendships? As in, have you often crossed the boundary with friends and then struggled to come back?
Struggle to come back, like, okay, yes and no. Yep. There's been a lot of people that I, have been friends with. They wanted to. I was like, okay, I'm not, this isn't a long-term thing. I'm not, we're friends here.
Yep.
And then that has not ended well.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of people that's fine. Yeah. I'm friends with most of the people I've ever had, like, a thing.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
And we're totally chilling.
Wonderful.
Like, don't even think about it.
Can you explain... We have a lot of younger listeners who write in sometimes and say, how can, very heteronormative way, how can men and women be friends? Or how can exes be friends? Or how can people hook up and be friends? Got any tips for those lovely young listeners?
How can men and women be friends is a crazy one. That's something that comes with age. Yeah. I see it all the time on TikTok comments. Like when I don't want my boyfriend to have a girl best friend, it's like, look, at that age, it is... a little like it's hard to navigate. Like, you don't know, you're bad at not crossing those boundaries. Mm-hmm. I think especially young boys are really bad at not taking the opportunity just because it's there. It's like, do you even like this girl as a friend, or you just want more girls around you?
God,
you can be friends with them if you establish a connection that's not about having sex with each other.
Beautifully said.
You can just do wonderful. That.
So wait, like seeing each other as full rounded human people. Right. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's a crazy, crazy wonderful. Thought. But then again, it's crazy to be like, and I have worked that out. No, over the years, especially like, just knowing that any boy you are friends with could, probably would.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's very hard. It is very hard. There's a lot of great ones that wouldn't.
Yeah.
Not that many.
Not really. Usually it's only if they're in a relationship.
In a relationship, most of them would. And some, he has had to be friends with a boy. Pretend you don't know that. Pretend that when you're hanging out, they're not sometimes like, ugh. Like, you know, you're like, oh, I didn't see that. You didn't do that. Ignore that for years until it inevitably comes out and you lose that friendship.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Then it's done.
Yeah.
No, I think that's a good point, though, is about being older, though, as well, is because you actually are so aware of that. You've had those experiences so many more times that you learn to put a lot less of yourself out. Like, I'm a very touchy and borderline flirtatious personality. That's just like what I'm like. And
you're kidding. No.
What?
I've met, seen, and interacted with you, Chloe. I'm aware of your dynamic with people.
But I've like toned it fucking back.
Right.
These days, last few years especially, just because I'm like, I don't want this to be misread. And it's not even like it's always been misread, because
Like, you're like, I'm doing it.
Yeah. You're like, okay, yeah, sure, why not? Yeah. Like, well, open it up.
Go no, it's on. Not worth the trouble.
Exactly.
It's not worth the drama.
Exactly.
Sometimes, okay, you might really relate to this. A lot of the time I've ever flirted with someone, it's not necessarily because I want that to eventuate. Yeah. I just want confirmation
yeah.
that they would.
Yeah, 100%.
And sometimes you have to get that confirmation. You have to do it. You have to get up to the point. Yeah. Sometimes I've been up to the point where like something's about to happen with someone. I'm like, this is all I want. I just wanted to know it was that you did want to do that. We can stop now. No, okay, we're doing this. That's a lot of it, and that comes from a validation seeking point.
Yes,
from both of us.
Absolutely does. Mm-hmm. Absolutely does, and that is why it probably gets easier with age, because eventually you start to get a little bit of that from yourself and don't need it from others, which is helpful, but. Mm-hmm. It's really quite understandable.
Yeah. Or you get it from strangers on the internet.
Oh, my God. Thank God.
And sometimes that'll do.
I want to salute you. Actually, no. Some of the strangers on the internet can...
Thanks, validators. Can go
away. Yeah. Thank you. Honestly. Thank you for the validation.
Thanks for filling the void.
That's actually why we have to both be very famous. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
That's... And then the rest of our lives. Like, think about the mental health of the people around us. And make us more famous, because everyone else is going
to
benefit.
It's better for my relationships. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I don't want to depend on one person to have mm-hmm. to be my main income of support and validation and yeah. praise, because that's too much. That's too much fair. For one person. No. I don't want to. I don't want to
diversify.
I'm like, hey, you don't have to reassure me why not to hate myself 700 times a day, as long as strangers on the internet are doing it.
Yeah,
I will only ask you for that a few less hundred. Few less hundred.
What a beautiful place to leave it. I'm gonna have to come get you back on. I say leave it, but it's time for sleepover games.
Okay,
we're good. Not done.
Thank God,
we're not done. But I am gonna have to get you to come back, because I think like we could talk forever.
We've scratched the surface.
Exactly. All right. Do you want to play some sleepover games?
Yep.
Yes. Awesome. I was meant to rebrand these, because I keep seeing people play sleepover games. I mean, after the release of my podcast, so like I'm watching you all, but.
Oh yeah, you created sleepover games.
I created them, obviously. No. But I was thinking I need to like change the name of them so that when I clip them up, it stands out.
Okay.
I don't know, but I haven't done that yet. So that was just me sharing a thought.
All right, good. No.
What could I call a would you rather? This or that? Has that a good name?
Oh, that's been done.
This or that?
This or that.
What about
Wanna do this.
Wanna or not
do this.
We're workshopping, okay? We're workshopping.
You gotta pick one. We'll workshop this.
We'll work on it. All right. Would you rather?
Okay.
Ready for this?
Yep.
Would you rather have to interact with every single reply guy or never be able to dress up for Halloween again?
Excuse what? Shut up. Wait. Oh, never be able to.
Never be able to.
Yeah, still, you know, what do you mean?
As in, would you rather either have to talk to every single reply guy or never be allowed to dress up for Halloween?
You know this answer already.
Obviously.
I'm not giving the costumes up.
She'll never give up the costumes.
I do for a year. I also, the reply guys, I do get a lot of, like, enjoyment out of them no matter what it is.
Yeah.
Especially with, like, you know the vibe. They don't necessarily always think you're going to reply.
Yeah.
So
oh,
I think,
no.
I think it does delight me. To catch them off guard a bit.
Yeah.
I do. I reply to a lot of them when I'm bored. I love going through the, not just the requests, but the hidden requests.
The hidden requests. Oh, it's so juicy.
It's so weird. And like, I love just very dryly, like just replying to them. Cause then they're like, oh God, I didn't think you'd ever see this.
Which is crazy.
It's funny.
It's crazy to think that people aren't going to see their messages that are directly to them.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I don't mind the reply guys. They're fine. Maybe some of mine aren't on the same species of yours. I don't get quite as many fucking animals.
Some of them are horrific.
Some of them are pretty bad.
Yeah.
Some of them are pretty bad. Yeah. Oh, except for that one time I got maybe the worst influx of the worst ones in the entire world.
What happened?
I was wearing this very, very outfit, not the hat but the dress. It was the ghost video I made. I did not know it had a sexual nature to it. I just made a video about a ghost. literally had no idea. It had, I've climbed up a wall and you could see a little too much of my ass, apparently, just like through the nightgown. I'm wearing
I'm
not even going to say it so you don't get the demonetized. But I'm saying there's threats.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
threats.
Oh, threat, threats.
Ugh.
Threat, threat, threats.
Ugh.
Many. So many.
What is wrong with people?
Yes, yeah, so many.
Because they can
so
see
many,
a
I'm gonna
juicy
do
th- ass.
So many, like, and like very ghost themed, which is crazy. Like,
that's insane.
It ranged from like, this demon wouldn't last a day in my house, whatever. Like,
okay.
But to like, I'm going to
The
shit out of her.
Wow.
And I was like, hey, you could just say funny video.
Yeah.
And move on with your life. You didn't have to say that.
Fucking hell.
To me. So those ones are bad. But most of them are just like confused yet horny about this, which is, that's fair. That's fair.
That's you can understand that. Okay. I'm like, yeah, okay. Well, all right.
You're only human.
You are ridiculously
good looking.
Which one
would you
rather do? So how dare you? Interact with that. Like, yeah,
yeah.
I fucking hate, not hate, but I don't enjoy a lot of the reply guys, and
right,
I certainly hit the block button a lot, but I love Halloween so much and I don't even go to a third or a fifth of the effort that you do.
It's still fun.
It's my favorite day of the year. It's my favorite time of the year. So no, it's not happening.
No.
All right. Great. Another would you rather?
Yes.
Would you rather be the ideal level of fame and success as an actor, singer, dancer, or comedian, but you cannot do any of the others?
Oh, very, very difficult.
Difficult question.
Ideal. But you can't do any of the others.
You can't do anything else. No crossing, no other arts for you.
That's really, really, really hard. Oh, God.
Gotta think about the lifestyle you want.
You choose comedy and you are bound at the throat from singing. Mm-hmm. You can't do it.
Yep, no singing.
You're cursed.
I mean, I guess you can sing in the house. But you will not, you cannot share that. You cannot make it content.
Oh, God. I thought I'd say comedy. I might say you can act in funny, you can act in comedies. You can't.
Yeah, I think you can act in comedies because that's every comedian that's successful, right? So you have to be able to. But no, nothing like Meryl Streep. You're not doing any fucking Oscar award performances.
No, but if you choose
you're allowed
actor,
to...
you can be in funny movies.
Yes, true.
Then I'd act.
Okay.
That's the most expansive.
Okay.
Because then you could do... you can be Meryl Streep.
Yeah.
You can be someone funny.
I think people respect actors a lot more than comedians as well.
And so do I.
Yeah.
I've never met a comedian I respect.
That's...
not ever.
Fair. No, that's fair. All right, good choice.
Thank you.
Very good choice. Fuck, marry, kill.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck, marry, kill. We're running through these. Sorry, we're
it's good. It's good.
We're chatting forever. I love it. Fuck, marry, kill, being silly, being hot, and being cool.
Kill being cool.
Okay.
Not attainable for me. Not attainable. It's not going to happen.
She's the coolest.
Fuck being hot. I guess I'll have sex with being hot.
Yeah.
No. Marry. No. Oh, ooh. Yeah. I don't want to marry being hot. No. I'm trying to. You know. I'm trying to get away from holding physical appearances to that
yes.
level. I want to.
Yes.
I think true self acceptance is it's not finding yourself beautiful. It's not caring.
Yep. Okay. Yep. Neutrality.
Body neutrality.
Yes.
Okay, we've both clearly been through a lot of.
Yeah.
I just thought it was too predictable an answer for me to say marry being silly, fuck being hot.
No, that's okay.
It's
you
true.
Can go with yeah.
It's
if
true.
It's true. That's fine.
Yeah.
All right. Fuck, marry, kill. Bratz dolls, slut straps, and eyeliner.
Slut straps, strands.
Strands. Thank you.
Jesus fucking God, Christ damn it.
Oh my God.
Brat, sorry, I didn't even listen to the
so
third
sorry.
One because I was so baffled.
I'm so sorry.
Slut strands.
Slut strands, brat dolls, and eyeliner.
Oh, marry eyeliner.
Obviously.
It's my... No one has ever seen me without next day eyeliner. I've always got, like, my best friend once said, like, the first bit of mascara and eyeliner I ever put on is on my eye to this day, no matter what.
Oh,
I
my think, God.
I mean, I'm washing my face every day.
What?
I'm grown up. I do a full skincare routine.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what happens. It's like half of it is absorbed into my eye, eyeball.
Yeah.
Next day, boom, here's some more for you.
What?
So eyeliner, I'm married to it, whether I like it or
yeah,
not.
Yeah, okay. Wow. Would you ever tattoo eyeliner? Or because you like to change.
I haven't seen it done that well. You know, it's always like, it looks kind of circular.
Oh, God, that would kill me. Mm-hmm. I would tear my eyes out.
Yeah.
If it was uneven or if it was wrong.
Just a bit wrong.
I've pulled out eyelash extensions in the middle of the night, crying and laughing in hysteria before because they were wrong.
Yeah.
And I was having an allergic reaction, but.
And I was puffy eyed.
I've sprained my own neck because my hair wouldn't straighten when I was 11. That's what I'm saying. Like,
wow.
A tattooed eyeliner wrong, I would end up.
You would end up.
Without
an eye. With another eye patch.
Yep. Yep.
That's what the eye patch was, darling. Had nothing wrong with your eye. Your eyeliner wasn't right. You gouged it out, didn't you? Don't fuck with me.
I didn't have time to fix it, okay?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, wait. So that's Mary.
Yeah.
Mary. Fuck slut strands.
Get
down with them. I love them.
They're the best.
I love them.
Oh, they're fantastic.
I love them.
Okay.
They're hot.
They're hot.
Kill Bratz dolls.
Dead.
Kill them.
Done.
Kill them.
Fuck yeah.
Famously, my foot proportion to my kind of long body, kind of off, not in the way that the Bratz dolls are. I think they're setting an unrealistic body standard for young women's with those big plonkers, those big stompers.
They have big feet.
What do you mean?
I never noticed they had big feet.
Oh,
you're out of so much.
Oh, no, you don't.
I did. No, I don't now.
You never give them a big scan.
I played with them for too long. I had to be told to stop.
Well, you took the feet off them, didn't you?
Definitely some. Yeah. Some of them had no feet.
Yeah, they've also got massive heads.
Oh, because their shoes and their feet were attached. Hey, you attach the whole foot and shoe.
Yeah, but think of a Barbie foot and think of a Bratz foot.
And they were chunky.
Chunky. Huge.
Okay.
And
I know this,
I swear. My feet aren't small in a what's that website for the feet?
WikiFeet.
I don't think my feet are small in a WikiFeet way. I think my feet are small in a how does she stand up and not fall over way. Like Patrick Starr.
Bring me those feet. Give me those little tiny feet.
Your feet are small.
Tiny.
But how tall are you?
Give me 164 centimeters.
I'm 173.
What the fuck? Oh, my God. And they're
almost the same.
Insane,
which means my feet should be much bigger.
Yes.
Which means I'm clumsy because of it.
Honestly, same.
Yeah.
Not because of any height. I think I go out to, it's...
toppling
falling over.
You don't have I need a bit more of a platform to work on. And my hands are the same.
Oh my God, really?
Tiny little baby
hands.
They are
so small.
And they look like children hands.
Mike, I have this fucking thing in my head
my
as well.
My nose is stupid.
Like, I'm so freaked out every time because I use my hands to gesture a lot and I see them and then I think they're a child's hand.
Little baby hand.
That's why I grow my nails long.
Yeah, see, it's why I don't even do that because... I feel like
it'd be like whorish on a child.
It will give toddlers and tiaras.
Yes.
So I don't think I can do it.
But
so that, fuck the Bratz, man.
Fuck the Bratz. God damn it.
My mom also, I remember her once being like, oh, why do you want those filthy dolls? Bratz.
Oh my God, those little sluts.
Make you act like a brat.
Yeah, they definitely weren't marketed well for the parents.
No.
No.
No, yeah. It was, oh, do you know there was... I know a lot of Bratz trivia. Okay. Sorry, I know I'm carrying on with myself. But do you know the... I think it was something like the Christian Fathers and Daughters Committee of... Oh, somewhere in America. Maybe Texas?
They sound like virgins.
They are.
Okay.
And they had a full... Oh, God, I remember... I used to know this piece of information, top to tail. I might be... saying like it can kind of wrong, but the message will be there. They tried to eradicate Bratz, like sue Bratz,
okay,
for being too sexy.
Oh,
because they were like obviously like, oh, it's gonna make the kids sexy. I'm like, if you're finding the kids sexy,
that's a you problem. Yeah,
but also like
the dolls were pretty sexy. I was making them have sex, and I was definitely horny. So maybe they were right.
Like I get it.
Yeah,
I get what they meant, but it. it's so funny for a bunch of dads to stand up and be like, this so doll funny. Has me bricked up.
Oh my God.
You gotta take it off the shelves. I'm acting up. I don't know what to do with myself. Every time I look Jesus. At it, I'm carrying it around in my pants.
The Yasmin, big head.
Chloe, Sasha, oh. and Jade gotta go.
They gotta go.
Who was your favorite brat?
Sasha or Yasmin.
Yeah.
Never Chloe. I did not like that she had my name. Had a real problem with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's your thing.
Thank you.
Yasmin was mine.
Yeah. Yeah. Yasmin's the hottest.
She's hottest.
Obviously.
It's very indicative in every girl that I've ever been attracted to. It's how yeah. close can they get to Yasmin?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Fair.
Yeah.
We've got one more game left. It's good. Truth or dare.
Okay.
Are you ready to play truth or dare? It's your choice.
Sure.
Truth or dare?
Truth. I think people that say dare are freaks and phonies and fuckos.
Wow. Okay. We already dropped some fucking truth right
sorry,
there.
Sorry.
What's the dumbest thing you've ever done?
Oh, don't start with me.
Off the top of your head.
Oh, this needed to be a... You needed to ask me this weeks
ago. I'm so sorry.
Do you have any idea the things I have done and the places I have been? Dumbest thing I've ever done. You need to add elevator music into this.
Good I can do that.
Gosh.
Do, 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 do,
darn
do,
it. Do, oh, I can. I have a few from the last few days.
Oh, beautiful. Marvelous.
Here we go. And you know what? I can do it just by the bruises on my body at this oh very minute.
Oh, my God.
Okay?
Go.
Okay? Bruised hand. What can you start fuck? To see it?
Yeah, I can see
bruised
it.
Bruised hand. Camping trip. I'm very excitable. One of my friends, I guess, challenged me to split a very dense log just with a chisel and a hammer. I've had a few beers.
Uh-huh.
So all I'm hitting is, I'm trying to hit the chisel. I've got one eye like this, and I'm going like, oh hit my God. Hand, hit my hand, hit my oh hand, my hit my hand, hit my hand. So that's probably bad.
Uh-huh.
The other thing was, my friend was sort of shadow boxing. His dog is there. His dog is lovely, but very, very protective of him.
Yeah.
I pretend to fly kick him in the head because it's funny.
Uh-huh.
It's funny.
Uh-huh.
As I have my leg in one motion, as I kick my leg up into the air,
yep,
the dog comes, bites the inner thigh of me and then keeps running. Look at this.
Oh my fucking God. Holy shit, that's so bad.
I'm trying not to watch the viewers.
Oh my God, yeah, I will zoom in. What do you think about that? They will see that. I don't need to zoom in. That's fucked.
Yeah, so
Jesus.
Thanks, Spanner, for that one.
Oh, but did it bleed?
No.
It was just yeah, right. But damn.
Thank you. But that's on me.
That 100%.
As soon as it happened, 100%. Everyone was like, what did you think was gonna happen?
That's so
when
funny.
You pretended to fly kick his owner.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah,
that, God, good puppy. Wow.
Really good puppy.
Aw.
Really good puppy.
That's a fucked bruise, Eden.
Yeah, I got a lot of bruises going on.
Oh.
Right now, for like reasons that are all of my own doing.
Yeah. Are they a bit of fun though to poke?
Oh yeah.
Oh good.
I also had one the other day. I'll send you a photo of it because it's gone now. But a few weeks back I was playing archery and my elbow is quite hyperextended playing archery. I was doing archery. Turns out I'm really good at it. And every time I let the bow snap, it would hit the inside of my elbow.
Yep.
And
ow.
I'll send you the photo.
Please.
It's buck wild.
Beautiful. that's it. That's it for us. That's the end of the show. Thank you so much for coming. You're the best.
Thanks for having me. It was a lot of fun. I'll give that to you.
Oh, fuck yes. I'm so glad. It was so much fun having you here. Do you want to tell the listeners where they can find you and what you're up to?
You can find
next week.
You can find me as a floating orb in your house. You can find me, Eden McGovern, on Instagram and TikTok. Nobody Asked podcast with Eden McGovern and Lockie McIntyre. Thank you. That's everywhere as well. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all that shit. You can find me doing comedy
everywhere, all over.
You'll know when you see it.
It'll be announced.
You gotta put it out to the universe, and it'll come. I'll find you.
Perfect. Beautiful.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me,
oh my God. Of course. Your lovely requestees, if you want to go and follow The Friend Request on Instagram, The Friend Request Pod, sorry, on Instagram. If you're not already, that would be super helpful. I also would love a rate and review or a subscribe on YouTube or whatever you want. But more importantly than that, I will have announced my Melbourne show. So if you're in Melbourne, come down to my show. I'll have ticket links in my Instagram bio, but it's actually all about eating disorders and fame. So it's going to be really happy.
Good.
Yeah, real good. Lighthearted stuff. No, it's going to be fun, hopefully. Please come. I love you all. Thank you very much.
Adios.
Bye.